It is Friday, February 22nd, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ismael Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And it's a night when I get to talk about my favorite subject.
Theater.
Exactly.
Well done.
Well, could be New Orleans, could be Silver Dollar City. But
I'm
going to
guess.
Yes. Because this weekend is Hair, A Streetcar Named Desire, In This House, which is a really new musical that's opening at Sager Creek.
Right.
And, of course, Sons of the Prophet, 9 to 5, the musical. It's big theater weekend. Hair.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow, three shows only at the Walton Arts Center. I talked to the guy who is the producer of the touring company. And it was interesting, you know, to hear the kind of business spin on it. But to me, Hair is like the Rent of the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming of age.
Right.
All of those things, you know, dealing with sex, drugs, rock and roll, homosexuality. And, oh, yeah, by the way, that Vietnam War thing.
Right.
And it should be really interesting to see how they're doing the stage version. It does, in fact, have the nude scene.
Brief, but there it is.
As he put it, dim lights, really serious music, clothes off, bam, intermission.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 o'clock today to an 8 o'clock tomorrow at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $48. Their content consideration says this performance contains adult themes, situations, and nudity that may not be suitable for younger audiences.
Now you know.
So there's the disclaimer. Streetcar Named Desire, which also gets a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating story. Kevin talked to the actor.
Kevin being Kevin Kinder.
Kevin Kinder, sorry, who is our What's Up associate editor, generally music writer, but also actor and theater person. And he talked to Justin Walker, who is playing Stanley,
mm-hmm.
who is not a nice person.
No, he is not.
And the student actor playing him at the University Theater said he had seen the movie and he thought maybe there were some redeeming qualities or at least explanations for Stanley. And then he read the play.
And Mr. Kowalski loses any sort of redeeming value he
had. Yes. And here's the interesting part. This actor came from a rather unstable home and realized things that had happened in his home life as he was working on this. So he gets big applause for bravery for taking on this role. And Michael Landman and his crew even went to New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
To get the feel and took the costume designer. And so it should be really fun for those of us who love New Orleans. Also a favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again starting Wednesday through next weekend at University Theater in Fayetteville. And tickets are $16 for adults. In This House, Sager Creek is kind of coming back in Siloam Springs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Talking about trying to do a full season and get some art shows and come back to what they were a few years ago. In This House is a really new musical off Broadway in 2012. It's the story of two couples who spend New Year's Eve in a deserted house, a young couple and an older couple, and I can't figure out how the older couple gets there. Maybe they're ghosts. I can't find anything that tells you.
Oh, okay.
But they learn a lot of things about marriage and each other and the other couple, and it sounds really interesting, and it's a musical comedy.
Okay. And it's at Sager Creek?
It's at Sager Creek.
They're in the same place?
In the same place, in Siloam Springs. 7:30 today and tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday. And again, skipping a weekend, March 8th and 9th.
Oh, okay.
Tickets are $12 at 524-4000. We've got Sons of the Prophet, not quite wrapping up yet, at Theater Squared at Nadine Baum Studios. That's 7:30 today and tomorrow, and 2 and 7 on Sunday. 9 to 5, the musical at Rogers Little Theater. I believe this is the closing weekend, and I believe they're sold out.
Oh.
But if you'd like to call and check, it's 631-8988. They were sold out all last weekend. It's just gone like gangbusters.
Really well. Mm-hmm.
And there is a music show this weekend in Eureka Springs with local bands like Brick Fields, The Aerials, the Mike Blackwell Band, Random Shuffle. Should be a great time at the City Auditorium at 7 o'clock. On Saturday? No, 7 o'clock tonight. I'm sorry. 7 o'clock tonight. Tickets are $12 at the door. And this weekend is the Center for Art and Education's annual 5x5 gala,
mm-hmm.
which I'd really like to go to. We're sending somebody to cover it for the Our Town section. But when you buy your ticket, you also buy your 5x5.
That sounds different from...
Oh, very different from the Art Center of the Ozarks.
How do you decide which one you get?
Apparently, they turn people loose in groups alphabetically or somehow, and you run for your 5x5.
All right.
Oh. Well, can you peruse ahead
of
time?
Oh, yeah. You get to peruse ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, fistfights almost break out at the Art Center of the Ozarks. I can't imagine
this.
Right. I'm interested to see what Ashley comes back and tells us. Tickets are $75 at 474-7767. And the Art Center of the Ozarks will have its annual ball and auction on Saturday evening at the Fayetteville Town Center. Starts at 7 o'clock. The theme this year is Flappers and Fellas, the Roaring Twenties. Mm. And they're doing something cool with their silent auction. They're having a buy it now option.
Okay. Oh, just like eBay.
Yes.
So if you see something that's on an auction and you're willing to go to that price at that moment...
It's yours, and
like
you don't
it.
Have to stand and glare at people.
Oh, interesting.
So if you'd like to get a hold of the ACO, it's 751-5441.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz, every Friday and Saturday night, beginning at 10 p.m. On this Friday's show, I will feature the music of the great Donald Byrd, one of the leading jazz trumpeters of the 1950s and 60s, who became very successful and controversial in the 1970s by blending jazz, funk, rhythm and blues into a pop hybrid that defied categorization. Donald Byrd died on February 4th, and I will pay tribute to him with an hour's worth of his music. We'll also hear from McCoy Tyner and Joe Clark's Big Band. That's Shades of Jazz, Friday at 10.
This is Ozarks at Large. The Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter will host Walk a Mile in Her Shoes Saturday, March 2nd, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Bentonville High School track. This fundraising relay and march will feature all participants in high heel shoes to show support for victims of domestic violence. Registration and more information available at walkamilenwa.com.
Support for KUAF comes from Walton Art Center, presenting Hair the Musical tonight at 8, plus two performances on Saturday. This adult-themed production depicts young Americans searching for peace and love during turbulent times. Songs include Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In, and Good Morning Starshine. Tickets and more information are available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.